right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Gloria spreads mustard onto white bread.
67.
Edith adds a slice of ham. Mike tops it with another slice of bread, and Archie twirls the sandwich bag closed. Mike stretches his neck.
Oh, 69.
Haven't we made enough sandwiches yet?
No.
Gloria, guys watching a Super Bowl game get very hungry.
That's right, especially when they're watching in a saloon there where they're doing a lot of drinking, see? So keep going. We got to have at least 75 of them.
How much are you charging for them?
$1.50 each. I'm making a little dough on this. Let's see, $1.50 times 75 is 5 is over 5 cents, 85, 5, 83, 5 is the...
Archie stares blankly.
I'll tell you what's better than this, see? Make 25 more. Then make 100 altogether, and we charge $2 a piece, so 100 times 2, that's, we got $200.
You always were good with numbers.
How come you're only giving them ham sandwiches?
Because my saloon is a ham joint, you know. Some saloons is liver waste. The other saloons is bologna there. You got other saloons is lettuce and tomato. Them's the kind of gay joints, you know. My saloon has always been ham.
If Michael's going to help out, I don't see why I can't come down to the bar and help out.
Oh, no. I don't want them men grabbing for my daughter. I'm hiring another girl for that.
Yeah, who?
Boom Boom Turner.
Oh, the one that works down at the plant.
The very same one. First girl ever to wear a steel belt at Radio Brazil.
Miss Mildred.
The name don't change this year.
Hey, I hope you're paying Michael for this.
Yeah, paying him same. I paid him to help me on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve, you didn't pay me anything.
Well, I'll pay you twice that.
You know, it's lucky for you, we're related.
Oh, geez. That's the kind of luck poor Mr. Leakin had the night he went to the movies. He sat in John Wilkes' boot.
She thinks he's gonna take in $1,000 tonight.
$1,000, really, Daddy?
$1,000 at least, with that big super TV screen I hired to watch the game on there. That chain is gonna be packed out.
Hey, this would be the best business you ever had.
Oh, I think so. Well, barring the day the Sons of Ireland bus broke down outside the bar, you know, and them 47 Ed McMahons come rushing in there.
Arch, how much is it going to cost you to rent this big TV screen?
Oh, plenty, but I'm laying it off on the customers. I'm charging them a little extra for every drink, you know?
What do you mean, like a cover charge? Arch, you can't do that in a neighborhood bar.
You can't do it. You got to keep out the riprap, don't you?
Those are your biggest customers.
To you.
Understand why people would pay extra to see a football game if they can see it home for free.
They're glad to pay extra. Spend a couple of hours awaiting the wives.
Oh, maybe the wives will want to come.
What do you think? We want women hanging around there during a Super Bowl game, running around asking stupid questions like, when are we going to see Reggie Jackson?
Gloria flicks mustard at him.
Oh, jeez. Mustard in the eye. Mustard in the eye. Wash it out. It's burning me here. It's burning me here. Mustard in my eye. Oh, daughter does a thing like that.
Edith cleans it with a cloth.
Don't you know there's two very dangerous chemicals in mustard?
What?
Acid and mustard. Get them things in your eye, you can destroy the rectal nerve.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
Oh, sorry. That don't restore my hindsight, yeah? Come on, Mita, let's get the hell out of here. She'll go after my other eye with an egg beat.
Archie, don't forget, after the game, we're going out to dinner.
We're
going to
do what?
The swinging door knocks Archie into Edith's arms.
Oh, Archie.
Wait, don't do that.
Mike takes a bite from a sandwich.
And don't do that. Put the sandwich back into the box after your chops got all salivated all over the thing. Well, get going, will you? It's a disgrace, a whole corner of the thing gone. Oh, well, what the hell?
Archie eats it. Later, at the bar, Barney and the others watch football on a big screen.
Thanks, Boom Boom.
Hey, Boom Boom, you're blocking the screen.
Let her alone. That's only the pregame stuff. Let's look at Boom Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed like a Playboy bunny, Boom Boom grins. Across the crowded room, Archie joins Harry behind the bar.
Get the mob growing in here. You was the one that told me not to rent that big super screen.
I gotta hand it to you, Arch. Terrific idea.
Hey, Arch. Football pool's all sold out.
Oh, swell. How much did you get there?
$500.
$500, huh? And 10% is mine for cutting this whole thing, so that makes approximately $50 for me. I see you looking at me, but don't do it, Harry. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This ain't the partnership. This ain't the business. This is mine personally, see? Yeah. Announcement, everybody. Announcement here. The football pool, you'd be glad to know, is all sold out now. So, after the game, some lucky bum is going to be the winner of $500. Less 10% for me, cutting it, you know, and keeping the books on this. Oh. And I'm holding on to it, too.
Just a minute. Wait a minute, Arch. How come you're holding the money?
Yeah. You got a Barney, don't you trust me?
No!
I don't think they trust you, Arch.
Hey, fellas, all I asked was Barney over there, you know. And for him, I got two very smart wives.
Come on, Arch. You know the rules. Nobody in the pool is allowed to hold the money. Let's give it to a neutral party.
What's a neutral party?
Yeah, let Boom Boom hold it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's a great idea. Give the money to Boom Boom. She knows where to put it. Here, Boom Boom, put it in a safe.
Wow!
She tucks it in her bosom.
$500? My cup's runneth over.
Come right in, gents. Table for four.
We're not with them.
Uh-oh, would use two jets by waiting just a minute. Come right this way. Got a couple of chairs right at this table for you. Your pleasure's my business.
At the door, two customers scan the room.
Good crowd. Very good. We ought to walk out of here with a couple of thousand.
You know how many gas stations we'd have to knock over to get that kind of loot? Okay, fellas, what would you like, a table for two? Yeah, come, step right down this way. Well, I know maybe we ain't gonna take for two of you there, but we'll...
Archie gestures to a lone man at a table.
Yeah, you could move, huh? There. I ain't seen those guys before. You from around here?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, what the hell's the difference, huh?
Well, what we mean is we're thinking of moving into the neighborhood.
Not a bad idea. You know, this neighborhood is like a hunk of Park Avenue. Only you never have to trip over the rich. Sit down. Sit down and enjoy yourself. What's your price?
You got any 12-year-old scotch?
I got an 11-year-old scotch that's due for a birthday next week. You want a double on that?
Yeah.
One double of the 11-year-old scotch there. What do you like?
Beer.
Four beers.
Four beers?
Yeah, well, it's a long game. Oh, the anthem. Here it is. Hey, everybody, pay attention. National anthem here.
Everyone stands, putting their hands over their hearts.
What so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Boom Boom catches Archie gazing at her cleavage. Jack turns to his partner in crime.
Now's the perfect time to stick them up while they're all standing.
During the national anthem? What are you, a communist?
Hey, just look at these suckers. This is going to be the biggest day we ever had.
Boy, some crowd, huh, Arch?
Listen, this is going to be the best day ever.
For the land of the free.
you staring at?
Don't I know you from someplace?
You don't know me from no place.
I don't forget a face. I know you, buddy.
Hey, forget my face and shut up. Will you watch?
Shut up!
Yeah, you heard me.
Don't tell me to shut up.
A customer faces off with Jack.
Hey, Arch, I believe a fight is brewing.
I ain't deaf and blind, Hank. Give me the peacemaker, Harry.
Here it is, Arch. Hit him with the label up or you break the bat.
Archie steps between them with a baseball bat.
Hey, got a strict rule in Archie's place, you know. Violence ain't allowed. Any guy caught committing violence got to get his head crushed. Now, what's it all about?
What's it all about?
There's only one way to settle it. Leave it to me. Now, what was you drinking?
I was drinking double scotches.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. And Macaulay, you as usual was drinking
beer.
You ain't got much going up, yeah, have you?
Look at Archie, I'm trying to explain.
Whenever you fight, you know, you wind up in a Kew Gardens jail.
That's it! That's where I know this guy from!
Cut!
What do you mean, insulting a gent here drinking 11-year-old scotch?
I'm trying to tell you that!
Molly, best thing you can do is pay your tab and shove up. I got a bath.
All right, who needs this crummy joint? Let's go down to McFeeney.
Yeah, you'll love it down here. All right, fellas, think nothing of it, yeah. Sit down.
I lost my head.
That's all right. Hey, think nothing of it. Guys like that, you know. Hey, you need another double, huh?
Yeah.
Once again there on the double 11-year-old scotch and you, huh?
I still got two left.
Well, then all you need is two more. And I get the sandwich to go with it. Yeah, here's the sandwich. There's only one there. There you go. Hey, what's the matter here? Jeez, the sandwiches went awful fast, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
Archie raises an eyebrow and slowly turns to Mike. Mike forces a grin.
How many?
Five.
$2 a throw. That makes somewhere in the neighborhood of $10.
Take it out of my salary.
Archie raises the bat.
No, Arch, no. He's the father of your grandchild.
How do I know that?
I need four sandwiches. That's three ham and one lettuce and tomato.
We ain't got no sandwiches left, and we never had no lettuce and tomato.
Wait. Come here. Who the hell is the lettuce and tomato?
That guy over there.
Oh.
They gaze across the bar.
I'll bet he didn't come on to you neither, huh?
No.
If lettuce and tomato starts heading for that men's toilet, you let me know.
Nearby, Harry busses Sam and Jack's table.
Relax and savor your drink.
Save it for what? I want to drink it.
You know, Jack, you're stupid, but you're loyal.
Yeah, that's true.
Announcement, everybody. Now, listen, before the second half starts here, I just want to take the opportunity to express my, gratitude and appreciation to all my loyal friends and customers here who are here with me today to join me in watching this magnificent sporting event here. See? Well, what I would like to do is to raise a toast. And my toast is to a happy new year, which, as you all know, just recently commenced. See? And may it have brotherly love and friendship and good feelings and long life to all. Bottom.
Hello.
They all drink.
Okay.
That was beautiful. I didn't know you had it in you.
Don't be slob. Now that I got them to empty their glasses, you go get them to fill them up again.
Mike shrugs.
All right. Who needs a drink?
Later.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's the gun ending the game. Super Bowl number 12 is history.
Hey! I win the pool! I win the pool! $500!
You know what takes it in here? Over $1,000. This may go to $1,200 here.
1,200 smackaroos.
That's right, and we're sticking it all right into that bank suppository, Harry. You see?
Hey, Arch, go get this calls for drinks on the house. And...
Damn right. What for you and what for me?
Sam and Jack get up.
Hey, pal. I'd like to say a few words to all the customers before anyone leaves, okay?
Oh, sure. Let me get their attention. Hey, announcement. Announcement there, my new buddy here, what's your name again?
Just call me Sam.
Yeah, Sam. My new buddy here, Sam, before anybody leaves, he wants to say a few words to you there, so hang on for this, because you never know, the guy might sprinkle around the drinks for everybody.
Thank you. I just want to say that this is a hold-up, so nobody move.
Sam fires a revolver into the air.
I ain't kidding. Now, if anyone tries to leave, I guarantee they'll be detained at the door by my partner.
Hey! You're shooting holes in our ceiling!
You want I should put a hole in him?
You wouldn't want that, would you, stupid?
No, stick to the ceiling.
All right. Everybody remove your watches. And take your money and your wallets out of your pockets and put it on the tables.
You, girlie.
Me?
Yeah, you. You got something in there?
Sure.
What?
Me.
Yeah, well, I thought I saw something green.
Boom Boom looks down.
What do you got, one of the Muppets in there?
She pulls out the wad of cash, and Harry's mouth falls open.
Take this bag. Drop your tray. Drop it. Put the money in there. And go get the valuables. Go ahead, move it.
She collects everyone's money.
And I'll take this. Sweetheart. Amble over here and take care of this.
They steal Archie's cash.
Where's your dough?
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. All right, Kat. Arch, here's the $10 you wanted for the sandwiches.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that. Perchance, is there something left in the cash register?
There ain't nothing. You got it all, eh? You clean me out.
Open it.
Oh, all right. Gee, there ain't nothing in there.
Perhaps there's something hidden under the cash drawer?
There ain't nothing under... Well, there is my lucky buck here, but, geez, I wouldn't want to lose that.
Why? It ain't doing you no good.
Very true.
All right, out from behind the bar.
Yeah, out behind the bar, please.
Harry, Archie, and Mike shuffle out from behind the bar. The robbers aim guns from the door.
Now, everybody drop your pants.
Drop the pants.
The men all pull their pants down.
Simon says, put your hands on your heads.
Mike raises one hand.
I said both hands.
Wincing, he lets go of his crotch and puts both hands on his head.
Wouldn't you spare the other one?
Okay, I don't want none of you move for 5 minutes.
Well, how are we gonna tell 5 minutes you stole everybody's watch?
You count. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Everybody, free Mississippi.
Three Mississippi. Four Mississippi.
The robbers slip away.
Six Mississippi. Seven Mississippi. Eight Mississippi.
Arch.
What, Mississippi?
They're gone. I'm putting my pants on.
19. You want them to come back and kill you, Mississippi?
At least I'll be found with my pants on, Mississippi.
Gloria and Edith walk in. Gloria laughs, but Edith squeals and covers her eyes.
Questions, little girl. We just gotta stand like this for the next 4 minutes.
Well, what happened?
There was an armed robbery here.
Oh!
Two guys came in here, held us up, and made us drop our pants.
Oh no! Oh
Excuse me, honey. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, my heart, Jim. Was anybody hurt?
Everybody was hurt, Edith. We was all wounded right in our wallets.
Edith pulls his pants up.
Oh, my. Edith, this is the worst day of my whole life. After all, I'm... Will you let me do this? I know where everything goes.
He zips up, then leans against the bar.
Oh, poor Archie.
$1,200 gone. Like that? But I want to tell you, the most humiliating thing of all, Edith.
What?
He looks around.
Of all this crowd of men here, I had the worst looking shorts.
But you have the bestest looking legs. And I heard a man over there saying he thought you did too.
Archie's smile disappears. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Gloria Leroy, Boom Boom. Art Metrano, Jack. Louis Gus, Sam. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.